You guys are from New Orleans?
Well, the group actually started in Huntsville, Alabama. Mm-hmm. And we were all attending college there, except for Heather, because she was still in high school at the time. But yeah, the group started in Huntsville, Alabama.
Okay. At Oakwood College.
At Oakwood College?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Now, how hard is it for three sisters to work together?
It's not hard.
Not hard at all.
It's easy.
No sister fights?
Oh, definitely. Yes. That's why it's easy, because you get over it.
Well, all right. Now, I noticed on your new project, to me it seems a little different. It seems like you're showcasing more of your vocal talent than the last project. Is that true, or you're getting into more of singing the ballads?
I'm sorry,
Okay, something got real low? Okay, it's okay. I was asking you about singing more of the ballads and showcasing your vocal talents this time on this project. How about explaining about that?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I think this time we tried to reach and go back a little bit to our roots and show you how we used to sing. We grew up growing up in the choir singing, so this time I think definitely it showcases a little bit more of our vocals, and it wasn't something that was done on purpose.
That's another
kind of happened.
We didn't go in the studio saying, okay, we're going to sing like this.
Right.
Because we want the record to sound like this. We just sang from our heart, and that's what we came up with. So.
Yeah.
Okay, and how important is...
Oh, Lord, single. I lift my hand. Of
the
single. I think it's really important right now. We wanted to... We think that Lord, I Lift My Hands is such a worship-type song. And that the state that the world is in right now, we've gotten away from worshiping and really, really getting down and giving God the praise. And so we decided to go back to church and decided to go back to worship with that song. And it's just really important to us. We love it. It's a song that forces you to give up the praise.
Now, are you trying to reach a younger audience when you did You Be You?
I think that You Just Be You, I mean, it can reach younger audiences, anybody. It's just, actually, we weren't really, I don't know if I was thinking targeting a specific age group in my head more than just wanting to give my testimony and tell, but I do realize that it's probably a song that a lot of young people will identify with, but that song is really a testimony for Heather about what I struggled with when I was growing up. I didn't like the way I looked. I hated that my hair was a different color from everybody. It's six of us in our family. I'm the youngest, and I came out with this blonde hair and light eyes and light skin. I didn't look like anybody else, and I wasn't happy with me. And so I just wanted to tell my story, because I know so many people go through the same thing, whether they're old or young. But most importantly, yeah, I guess so, for young people. It does kind of reach out to young people.
Now, you've been working with Paul Allen and Jay Moss. How is it working with Fajam?
It was really, really fun. We had a good time.
They are extremely funny.
We had a good time in Detroit, and, you know, we got to meet a lot of people, and their whole crew was just really, really,
very excellent.
Really, really good to work with.
Down to earth, very nice people.
Fun, very talented. So what is the
question? Okay, what are you trying to convey to your audience with this project?
I would say, because the title cut is called Free, we've been through a lot of changes in our lives, and I guess when you have a personal relationship with Christ, it just allows you to be more free to forgive, more free to accept others. And also, it frees you from negativity, frees you from low self-esteem, it just frees you from a lot of things. And with this album, we didn't really go in and say we're going to do all these songs to make it go around this certain theme. But when everything ended up all together, all the songs, you know, they related to one another. And with this album, we just want everybody to know that, you know, that God saves. And that if you give your life to Him, you can be free, and free from negativity, free from drugs, free from
anything that's holding you back.
Right. You can be free from it.
Now, on the last album, you did Great Is Thy Faithfulness, and I love the way you did that. Why not do something like this on your latest album?
Well, we always pick a hymn that we want to redo or whatever, a cover tune. But this time we didn't get a chance to do one. So for the next album, we'll have another one on there.
Okay. Now, you have a song.
Open Arms.
Tell us about that song, because it's a very, very beautiful song. It has a great message.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
Well, that song is kind of like it. When we heard it, it's by ASAP Ward. We thought immediately that sounds like an appeal song, an altar call song, and really just reaching out to people who believe that they've gone too far and that they've done too much. They think that they can't come back to God, but God really does stand with His arms open wide, waiting for us to just come back and accept Him. And so we really hope that this song blesses people and that it will turn some people who have been out doing wrong and they feel like they're so far from Him that they can't come back, that it will offer hope to them, that they know that they can come back to God no matter how deep or dark their situation may seem.
Now, when you guys were little girls, did you ever dream of this day of having several projects out and, being role models to younger ladies in the industry?
Well, Karima did.
I was about 8 or 9. I remember singing and wanting to do it, professionally. But I never, ever dreamed that I'd be right here, right now. No, I never dreamed. But it's so beautiful because, when you're traveling with people, like your family, my sisters, it's like all that you can ask for and more. Mm-hmm. So it's a blessing. It really is. And, I have a tape of myself actually singing that I would lock people out of the bathroom because I would sing to Vanessa Bell Armstrong.
All right.
And I would sing. I have a tape of me in the bathroom practicing her songs, and I wouldn't let anybody in the bathroom. You could even hear the toilet flushing.
Wow.
It's funny. But, yeah, I've always wanted to sing. When I first realized that I could sing, I was like, oh, I think I want to do this. So,
okay.
God blessed us, and here we are.